The Couple on Cedar Close, Dan Reilly series, written by Annalou Weatherly and read by James Laley.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Sir Walter Scott. Prologue. Where the hell is Robert? The question repeats itself inside Laurie's mind on a loop as the woman's mouth opens and closes in front of her like a fish. She doesn't register what she's saying, she can't concentrate. Robert has gone AWOL, and it's all she can focus on. That and trying not to drink any alcohol. And she has a bad feeling about both. Laurie wilts in the biting midday heat and looks past the woman into the crowd behind her with narrowed eyes. Where is he? He promised not to let her out of his sight today. He knew this was a big day for her. It was her first public outing to a social event in months, not to mention meeting the neighbours properly for the first time, and he'd sworn he'd be right by her side to help her through the ordeal. The barbecue is already gearing up into full swing. Men of various shapes and ages are gathered around a cluster of cylinder-shaped ovens, flames leaping from the sides, licking the grills and wafting blue smoke into the airless gazebo. Semi-naked children are playing in the heat, scurrying around after each other with water pistols, their shrieks punctuating the chatter and clatter of cutlery and chinking of glass as the women set the trestle tables and prepare to eat, drink and be merry. Merry. She's forgotten what that feels like. She can't remember the last time she felt the freedom of true happiness without something to help her along the way. Laurie hadn't wanted to come to today's barbecue, or the annual Cedar Summer Sizzler, as the residents of the Close preferred to call it, but Robert had insisted. Besides, Monica was hosting it, and she didn't want to let her friend down. You need to get out of the house, Laura, Robert had said. Socialise. Start interacting with normal people. Reintegrate yourself back into the world, into society. You know what your doctor said? You can't stay inside these four walls forever. It's not good for you. No. And neither had his affair been, or the terrible tragedy that had happened as a result of it. Laurie tells herself to stop. She's getting morose and resentful again, dredging up negative thoughts, something she's been training herself hard not to do. Moving to 13 Cedar Close was supposed to be a new beginning for them, a fresh start, a chance to escape the painful memories of the past 18 months. And things had been much better since they moved here, hadn't they? It's just so lovely to finally meet you in person anyway. Laurie finally tunes into the conversation in front of her. Where have you been hiding all this time? It's got to have been 6 months since you moved in. 5, actually. In her left peripheral vision, Laurie spies a trestle table filled with bottles of wine and spirits and feels the pull of it like gravity. Gosh, 5 months. Did you hear that, Graham? Laurie's lived here 5 months and this is the first time we've met her. Laurie glances at the man who's just joined them. Bald and bespectacled, he looks as if he's had a lot of practice in zoning his wife out. Jessica, I said to myself, you must go round there, meet the new neighbours, but I didn't want to intrude, you know. I figured you'd be out and about when you were ready. I've met your husband, though, a few times already. He's very friendly. Laurie looks at the woman properly for the first time. Her dress is tight, too tight. Like someone has poured her into it and forgotten to say when. It exposes her ample cleavage with a thin, divisive line. Where is Robert, by the way? The woman uses her husband's name in an over-familiar way. Or perhaps she's just being paranoid again. He's very friendly. I thought he was meant to be DJing today. You know, that's quite an accolade, being in charge of the music, for a newcomer anyway. I'm sorry. What did you say your name was again? Jessica.